Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
There's nothing else in Green Bay, stray dog or two, but the Green Bay Packers. That is it.
Stray dog or two.
Yeah. Three or four.
I saw two.
It is, when you go into this town, any other NFL city, for those of you that haven't been, when you go in, you're in a small town. I mean, this is a small town with a big football team.
Yeah.
And it's their whole life.
It is their whole life. And you know, as much as we give, you know, I was just thinking about this. As much love as we give Brett, and he deserves it.
Yes.
We should give an equal amount or as much to Reggie White when it goes to the Green Bay Packers, because let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's a Jackie Robinson move there. Yeah.
And that's what I was about to
tell
you.
I know where you were going. And it's absolutely true.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you, and I know we just come off of Vince Young, and I consciously usually stay away from this, but we're talking about Green Bay and everything. And there was a prevailing thought about Green Bay that players always would share amongst each other.
There was some truth to it.
Pros to college, college to pros, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share all of that with you. And if you can handle it, I'll share it. If you can't, then I'll shut up. Let me know on 717-55. If you can handle it, I'll share it. If you can't, then say don't share.
Let's
deal with the peeps. Let's deal with the peeps. I'll let them know. Well, I'll let you know that next on the Mike Orvin Show, 103.3 FM, ESPN.
All right, that's good stuff.
That makes me want to hop in a kayak and head right up to Green Bay and rock out in my fur boots and my triple-layered coat. This is the Michael Irvin Show, 103.3 FM, ESPN. Chad Clifton will return for the Green Bay Packers for the game against the Cowboys, but
Green Bay Packers.
They will lose Aaron Kampman, their top pass rusher, one of the best in the NFL, and their offensive lineman, Allen Barbee. He will be out. He's got a concussion. Chad Clifton comes back, as I said. So this is the Michael Irvin Show. Now, we were discussing the we were going to get into this Reggie White thing, which is
I was right in the middle of this. And the whole thing and what I was talking about now. And this is, let me tell you something. I told the story before. I came out, graduated junior eligibility. So I still had another year left in school. When I came out, you had to graduate early before you can leave early. You couldn't leave school without graduating and go to the pros.
Which is the way it should be still.
Yeah. So, you know, I graduated so that I can get out early. So when I went and entered the draft in 88, after our 87 championship, that would be the 88 draft. Okay. When I entered the draft, I still left one class. I had one class to finish. And I left it on purpose because there were things told to me that no matter what, man, you don't want to go to Green Bay. No matter what.
Now, who was telling you this?
Other players.
What kind of players? Of what persuasion?
Football players. What do you mean? Other football players. Other African-American football players. That's what you're trying to get to.
Thank you very much, yes. Not to yank it out.
In the league.
Yeah.
Already in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in school. Coming into the league, the guys that I would talk to they said, man, don't go to Green Bay. Do not, whatever happened, don't go to Green Bay. Now, you'll see it as Green Bay needed wide receivers.
And did you believe them? I mean, how did
absolutely.
You so you did.
Absolutely. And when we got a phone call from Green Bay, they were on the phone. Michael, we're thinking about drafting you here. My whole family picked up the chant. No way, Green Bay. No way. Green Bay, because of what we had heard.
Which was?
You do not want to go. If you are an African-American player, you do not want to go.
And for what reason?
To Green Bay. Well,
you want me to finish for you?
Well, they said a whole lot of things, actually. They said a whole lot of things. But
there was a thing about white. There weren't many black women in Green Bay.
Okay.
And there
were, you really did.
I was in the middle of this. I didn't hear it.
You know.
I didn't hear it. I lived it.
I was trying to go a little broad and stay clean.
No, I went to school at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, for a year before I went to Wyoming. I know all about Wisconsin. In Green Bay. in Green Bay, there weren't that many, if any, black women. And when a black player went up there and had needs or wanted to date, and this it happened to a very prominent wide receiver, as a matter of fact, got in a lot of trouble, which may or may not have been legitimate up there, and they would date white women. And the townspeople did not like that. And so it was
what we heard.
Well, actually, the same thing was true at Wyoming when I was at Wyoming.
What we heard.
Well, it was true, actually.
You know what's funny? And I said this, and I didn't know I said it, and it was wild. My wife took it wrong, and I hope she doesn't mind. Well, I guess she took it like it was. You know, when I was sitting there, my wife Sandy was with us at my house, and Green Bay called, and she looked over. She said, I said, man, Green Bay draft me, baby. We got to get married right away. I said this to her. Then Dallas drafts me, and I'm like, see you later. Bye. And I was gone, right? And I swear to you, she said this.
Why does
to
that
me.
Not surprise me?
I don't know.
You would do that.
I didn't know I said it and certainly didn't mean it in any way because I was going to marry her anyway. I married her anyway.
However,
but
it became more important and more.
But I was saying it towards what I've heard in Green Bay.
And you need, to bring a date with you.
Yeah, you better bring your wife with you. Bring your woman. Get married immediately. Yeah. And don't leave the house. That's what I heard. Honestly.
Yeah. No, I know. I told you.
I was shocked that you knew it. That you knew exactly.
Oh, no. I knew it. I know.
Yeah. And that, I mean, they were passing that around. Lee.
Well, I will say this. At that time, and now you're talking 88. At that time, and for some years before that, obviously, the further back you go, maybe the worse it was. I knew all about that. I knew about that in mid-Wisconsin and Green Bay. It was true for many years. I hope it's not true now. Let's get to the Reggie White
thing. Reggie White, see, and people made jokes and fun of Reggie White because Reggie White said, you know, this is where God told me to go.
Yeah.
And everybody turned like, oh, really, Reggie, what God, you know, everybody missed it.
How courageous that was.
Everybody missed it because this was a thing that was being passed around the league about going to Green Bay, don't do it, you know, you ask for trouble, all of those things. And when Reggie White said, this is where God told me to go, I thought then, wow.
Yeah.
But everybody else was on, oh, Reggie, yeah, God told you to go take that $17 million. You know, they were on that note.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was on, I don't think they understand what Reggie was talking about. Because it was.
He never did say it.
He never said it.
Yeah.
And Reggie Goin said to everybody else, I'm here.
You can
come. It's okay.
Yes.
You can come.
That's exactly right.
And they missed that.
Yeah. It was.
And I never spoke on it until that moment.
A monstrous turning point in the NFL. It was an outpost. Green Bay was like an outpost and not a very friendly outpost. It had a very bad reputation, but it was under the radar. Nobody ever did speak about it, as Michael said. But when Reggie made that move, and I knew Reggie, as I know you knew Reggie, spectacular. In terms of just pure goodness and honor and decency, he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And I know he knew what he was doing.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he turned that whole thing around, got him a Super Bowl, but changed the culture up there, too.
Yeah, but an amazing, as we sit here and deal with the story, and you say he came in under those circumstances, which we knew about, which was not made open, was not open, just openly out here in the public. He went there under those circumstances, and he said, I don't see it. I'm going. I'll be the one to step out to prove it not right, to prove it to be not true. You guys, come on, we're fine. Which really did, it was huge for players in the league.
And the fact is, it was true. It was true, but he changed it.
Then it was true.
Yeah.
Then he changed it. But isn't it ironic? In the end, his last speech up there, when he was giving a speech to bring all the different people together, they turned on him.
Well, he butchered the speech. He butchered the speech. They should not have turned on him because of the other things that he brought.
Right. That's what I'm saying. See, he did the front one in how do you say it? He did it without looking for any praise for. So he never mentioned black players are afraid to come here. I'm going to come and show them that it's okay. And no matter what, he never said that. He never said, he just said, this is where God told me to go.
Yeah.
So you never got the credit going in and they hit you coming out. Had you gotten the credit that I'm stepping over to say that we are all one people. If he had really put it on the front end, then they wouldn't have come at him on the back
yeah.
end.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I said. That yeah. was pretty interesting.
That was the speech in front of the state legislature where he likened Mexican Americans and Chinese Americans to tasks and a lot of stereotypes. He was trying to say, he was trying to give you a wonderful message, and he just,
what he was trying to do is say, we are all here and we all make up
we're all
a great people. Yeah. And Like everybody, an arm, a leg, all make up the body of Christ. We are all different. We all have special qualities. A hand does certain things that a foot can't do. A mouth does certain things that ear can't do, but it's still created to the one body. And he was saying there are certain talents that's common to certain groups of people.
Yeah.
But we all come together to make up one body, and he didn't deliver it well, and they tore him up for
it. It was tragic, really, yeah. What happened to him. Okay, Hot List is up next. The big fellow will join us in the next hour. Sid will make our picks as we begin our second half of the season. This is the Michael Irvin Show.
That's good stuff, guys.